Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
President to be impeached on the Republican side of the aisle. People who have been in the president's corner for a long time, that's part of what is brewing on the Hill. But will they really vote, and where does that all stand? And what about the 25th Amendment? And what about this upcoming inauguration? And what about your state capital? Are you safe in your state, if you're in the hub of the Capitol, with armed protests, supposedly, according to the FBI, on the books, out there, percolating among the masses in America? Wow. This was not what I envisioned for January of 2021, coming off of a horrific year for all of us, where we were isolated and concerned, and we saw people flip out, more suicides than we cared even mention. The numbers are so tricky and sad and awful, dealing with this terrible virus that we uncovered in March that started in Wuhan, China. So what the latest is, yeah, the 25th is being discussed, and the House voted to call on Vice President Mike Pence to invoke the 25th to boot the president. So they just made it official, but that was at 11:29 Eastern. Earlier in the day, Pence had sent a letter to the House and House leadership and said he was not going to invoke the 25th Amendment. So that is a no play game. He's made it very, very clear. And that's where we start, everybody. Kate Delaney, hope that you are safe and sound wherever you hail from at this moment in time. But this is what Mike Pence said earlier in the day, again, in this letter that was released. He is absolutely not on board with the 25th. He commended what they did on the Hill, and meaning how they handled the violence that broke out last week, but at the same time made it very clear to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, specifically addressed to her, that he is not going to invoke the 25th. And he said, "I do not believe," this is a quote, "that such a course of action is the best in the best interest of our nation or consistent with our Constitution." Notice those words, consistent with our Constitution. He said that he did not yield to pressure to exert power beyond his constitutional duty to determine the outcome of the election. And he said, "I will not yield now to efforts in the House of Representatives to play political games at a time so serious in the nation, in the life of our nation." And again, this comes as they're voting to say, yeah, we want the 25th Amendment, but that's not happening. So Pence is on the fence. That's what I like to say. Pence on the fence, meaning he knows this is it, because what happened last week put him at odds with many Republicans. Now he's back in the corner of some Republicans, I suppose, but he's also out of a job. He's not the VP, so he's done. And politically speaking, I can't imagine that Mike Pence pops up anywhere else. Could he muster up the votes with the way a lot of people in Indiana and some other places feel about Mike Pence? I mean, I think that was the game all along. He saw riding the coattails of a president coming in who was not a Washington insider as somebody that would help push him ultimately into the White House. So the Democrats on the Hill are saying yes, really, to impeachment. But do they have the backing from the Republicans? I mean, that really is ultimately the story. Liz Cheney, the number three Republican in the House, released a statement saying she would vote to impeach the president. She said there has never been a greater betrayal of a president of the United States, of his office, and his oath of the Constitution. She is out. She is voting yes for impeachment. Mitch McConnell, there was a giddiness for people that were reading the New York Times over what Mitch McConnell had to say. But I say maybe with Mitch McConnell, you read between the lines, because what came out was that he was furious about what happened and that angry over the Capitol, what happened at the Capitol, because he was obviously there in the middle of all of that. And he told people around him that the president committed impeachable acts and is done defending him, that he's not going to defend him. He has not spoken to the president since December, and he hasn't been defending him, obviously, publicly lately. So the House will vote formally on Wednesday to charge the president with inciting violence against the country. But even though he's saying these things and it came out in a big story in the Times, he hasn't revealed whether he would actually vote to convict Trump on the articles of impeachment. So I don't know that he's tipping his hand a little bit. I'm not sure. I say I'm not sure because he has that tendency to talk in one direction and talk in the other direction. A majority of House Republicans will probably impose impeachment. And it's definitely likely that a majority of Senate Republicans would vote to acquit Trump in a trial. But apparently there is some procedure, because they're not there, that if they did a hurry-up thing and had a vote, and you'd have to be there in person, if the majority weren't there and five, I think you would need like five senators to Republican senators to also go along, that there would be enough there to impeach. So interesting, the backlash of politics, of what happens at the tail end of this presidency that will go down in history. Either way, it will go down in history as a very dark day for democracy. But how does it go down? How is it written for the president? Could he really be impeached twice? And like I said, are the Republicans lining up against or for the president, both in the House and in the Senate? Because that's the key. It's all about numbers. It's all about numbers. And speaking of numbers, we've got numbers next, including 17 million cars were sold in the U.S. in 2019. What do you think the number was in 2020? And speaking of numbers, did you win $625 million? It is the eighth largest jackpot in U.S. history. Mega Millions. You know, I had a ticket. Do you think I would be behind the mic, yes or no, if I had hit the jackpot? We can count. Coming up.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542. 5542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
New Year's Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year's celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
$25 million. Isolation wouldn't be so bad, eh? Just bring whatever you need to you. Bring your friends with masks on until you could all quarantine together and you'd be safe in the end. No, in all seriousness, how about this? 625, that was Mega Millions. And I'm sure lots of people went out and bought tickets and hoped that they would maybe win some money. So here are the numbers for Mega Millions. 12, 14, 26, 28, 33, and the Mega Ball was 9. So if you play the lottery at all, you know that you just ask, oh, I want the cash option, thinking in your mind, dreaming that you're going to win. So if you bought a ticket and you hit the jackpot, you would get a cash lump sum. IRS can't touch you because you just already gave them the money to pay your taxes out of that lump sum. It'd be $458.8 million. Whew. That is crazy, crazy money, isn't it? You could buy a football team. You probably wouldn't want to. Like I said, you could do whatever you want to do if you hit that. I am not a regular lottery player, but for fun I got it. And I got two numbers. And you know those two numbers were back-to-back numbers. So at first I'm thinking, oh, could it be? No, just two numbers. But a lot of people were hoping they'd be the winner. No word on whether somebody won that yet at this point. If not, it'll just go up even higher. Let's talk about cars. And, you know, it's kind of one of those things where I think in looking around, I feel like that some people are buying cars. So, I mean, yes, of course, normally, you know, there are people that do things differently where maybe they turn it in every year and they lease a car. But I'm wondering about leases now. So Elliot Eisenberg, in his blog, talked about that. The total passenger vehicle sales in 2020 are expected to total 14.5 million. You know, that's down from 17 million in 2019. 2020 car prices were up over 5%. SUV prices were up 6.8%. Remember, people were in their cars a lot and were going places more to get it, to escape the pandemic. Large SUVs, that's how you know. Because why? Because you're going somewhere. Large SUVs were up, you ready for this? 11.1%. That's crazy. The average price rose from $34,000 pre-pandemic, that was what you could get it for, to $38,000 by the end of November. So higher demand, of course, is a part of it. Scarcity, right? The inventory's down. We're down 20% to 60 days from the normal 75. But I just think it's interesting to look at those numbers. And I'm not surprised by the SUVs because that is, for many, the vehicle of choice, or trucks. Trucks are so popular, and people spending more time now in cars, or down to one car and just making it the car they want. So if they have a family, okay, we have two cars, but let's just park the one and let's go with the other one, right? Exactly. That's what's happening. It is the big wild man hunt to uncover any of the women, by the way, that were on camera, but any of people that were at the Capitol and were doing things like taking the lectern for a walk, or which was Adam Johnson. He's the Florida guy who carried Nancy Pelosi's lectern and got himself on camera and took a lot of pictures with it and all that kind of stuff. He is out of jail on $25,000 bail right now. So 36 years old. And on social media, he has earned the clever nickname of Podium Guy. So he's been charged with three felonies related to the breach of the Capitol building by the supporters of the president. And one count of knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building on or grounds without lawful authority. One count of theft of government property. One count of violent entry and disorderly conduct. Ooh, he was picked up on Friday night. So his wife co-signed his $25,000 bond, and he has to abide by this 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. curfew with GPS monitoring. And he has to surrender all guns and other weapons and travel documents, passports, all that kind of stuff. That is normal. So, and he has to submit to substance abuse testing, evaluation, all that kind of stuff. So the FBI, like I said, is going after anyone that they can clearly see. I mean, they're asking people for help. You already know this. It's out there. And, if you're wondering what the market value of the stick, because people are saying, what do you think the lectern is worth? $1,000. That's what the House of Representatives curator said. Because they have to price all this stuff out, right? So that was one of the things that they priced out. And he was clearly all over video, so there was no hiding from that one. I mean, he was everywhere, and they had him. And that's kind of what's happening. So $25,000 bail, and I think other people are going to be seeing the same thing. And there's going to be, like I said, a massive manhunt that's already underway. And there's going to be maybe a lot of people that will get processed and have to answer for what happened last week. People who are going to be surprised, ultimately. This is something you don't see that much. And when you do see it, it's like lemmings. The corporate people, all kind of the companies do the same thing. So corporate America is distancing itself from the president. Corporate America is saying bye-bye. And some to Republicans, too, as well. Goldman Sachs, Coca-Cola, Ford, Comcast, they suspended political donations after that ransacking of the Capitol. And will they come back? I mean, you know, will they come back in 6 months for some of the people that they're not, they're pausing their donations to? And Marriott, American Express, AT&T, Morgan, Dow, all that kind of stuff. I mean, that's a big blow to Republicans in Congress who voted to overturn Biden's win. That's the other part of this. And guess what? When you run, boy, you got to really raise serious money. It's insane how much money that you have to raise. Like Senator Josh, the Missouri Republican, you know who I'm talking about, Hallie, he's drawn massive scorn, even from longtime supporters and Senate Republican leadership, for becoming the first senator to announce he would oppose the certification of the victory of Joe Biden. And when he launched his Senate bid, only about 754,000 of the 11.8 million he raised came from corporate PACs and trade groups. So that's the good news for him. So you heard what I said. That's of the 11.8 million. So that accounts for about 15% of his total fundraising haul. That's good, because they're all bailing. And so he wasn't somebody, he got outside groups, outside conservative groups, who gave him the lion's share, I think, of the money. And remember, he ousted former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill. And a lot of that money that was raised was what helped push him out there more, because it means you can buy more advertising. Your name can be mentioned more, and that's huge, 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 huge in politics, needless to say. All right, when we talk about numbers, you know, we got to talk about COVID a little bit. And so with COVID, the numbers are, of course, bleak. We need more people to be vaccinated. And if the vaccines get into more arms by May, we could have that herd immunity that's being talked about. Right now, 700,000 people are being vaccinated, and the hope is that it'll get to 1.8 million, because that's what it needs to be to hit that May. You know, we've got herd immunity by May. For people who don't get it, that's okay, because we got the herd immunity. But we're not anywhere close to it at this point. Ooh, so sad, the numbers of people who are getting COVID and the people who are not surviving COVID. 4,000 COVID-19 deaths on Tuesday reported by Tuesday night. Oof. So another nasty, tough day and a tough blow for so many people. Coming up next, Dr. Robert is going to join us. Katnick, he's interesting what he does for a living in helping kids who are struggling with especially COVID now. And he's working out of a hospital in the U.S. as a psychologist. And he's got a book out called Choose to Be Happy. Sounds good. Stay with us.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Officials in all 50 states are working on ways to protect their state capitals after the FBI warned that armed protests are possible in all state capitals ahead of the presidential inauguration. Georgia State Patrol Colonel Chris Wright says officials in his state are working on ensuring safety while making sure everyone's allowed to express their First Amendment rights.
We just need to make certain that everyone understands that we certainly respect everyone's First Amendment right to peacefully protest, as the governor said, but we will not tolerate unlawful or violent behavior in this state.
And the House has passed a resolution calling on Vice President Mike Pence to remove President Trump from office via the 25th Amendment. Pence sent a letter to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, earlier on Tuesday, saying he has no intentions of removing the president. He said that move is not consistent with the Constitution. This is USA Radio News. Casino magnate Sheldon Adelson has died. Les Pry is the story from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Sheldon Adelson, an American businessman, investor, philanthropist, and conservative political donor, died Monday night. Mr. Adelson was the founder, chairman, and chief executive officer of Las Vegas Sands Corporation, which owns the Marina Bay Sands in Singapore, and the parent company of the Venetian Resort Hotel Casino, the Sands Expo and Convention Center, and the Las Vegas Review-Journal newspaper. Forbes listed his wealth at nearly $35 billion. Complications from non-Hodgkin's lymphoma treatment is listed as the cause of death. He was 87. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And divers have recovered the black box of an Indonesian passenger plane that crashed into the Java Sea over the weekend. Investigators hope to find out what sent this Sriwijaya Air jet into the sea with 62 people aboard. Searchers say they also hope to retrieve the cockpit voice recorder soon, as they've been tracking the signal from its beacon to an area close to where the black box was found. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As we continue at Author's Corner, Dr. Robert Knapik joins us now, and he has written such a powerful book. It's called Choose to Be Happy, and I Choose Happiness Over Sadness. That would be, you know, the subtitle of it. And Dr. Knapik, you and I had a great off-air conversation. Thank goodness, because you really made the wheels turn for me. And we're going to get to some things that people can do right away, right now. But there really is, I think, a sense of, I don't know, sadness or lost, or we're seeing lots of depression out there. Do you feel that in what you're doing?
Well, I work in emergency rooms, and I primarily work with children. And I see anywhere from 6 to 10 kids a day that are trying to kill themselves. It's very depressing. The kids are overwhelmed with the stress. We've got just so much pressure, and there's no coping skills or coping mechanisms that they have to use to deal with it. So it's really a sad case right now.
And for you, what led you down this road is you went through this, right? Tell us about your story.
Yes. Well, I grew up in a middle-class family in Texas and was doing fine. And I was 17 years old, and my father had a heart attack. And I had to give him mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, and he passed away, which was not too good. I was just getting close to him. And then the following year, my mother came and said, hey, I'm getting married, so you need to find a place to live. And she gave me 2 suitcases for Christmas, and that was it. So it was kind of a rough life there. And so,
how'd you get out of it? How did you climb out of that?
Well, one, I guess the immediate thing I did was I said, hey, I'm going to start drinking. So I became like a teenage alcoholic. Mm. And then I realized that that wasn't a good idea. I became an atheist. I was a Catholic, and then I became an atheist. And then I had a coach come and say, you know, Robert, you're going through some rough times. Why don't you look into Christianity? And I said, oh, yeah, there's another Jesus freak and all that. But then I went to a Fellowship of Christian Athletes meeting, met some awesome guys, got lots of support. And next thing you know, I had my first Bible in my life and read the whole thing that night. And the New Testament, not the old. And yeah. Anyway, that was just a big life-changing moment. And so I chose Christianity. And the message is real simple, and that is to love other people, love yourself, and love God. If you do that, you're fulfilling all the needs you need to make. At least from that was what I was getting the word from the Bible. But so then I went from this guy that was beating people up and being negative and all this to being helpful, to where when I was playing football, I would knock him down and I'd pick him right up and say, hey, good job. You did a great job. And then my whole life changed, and I started focusing on doing good and trying to become a good person and helping other people.
And by helping other people, that has to be fulfilling, right? That's part of it. It's the gratitude thing. It's all of that.
Right, right. In fact, I chose to be happy by helping other people. And my focus in life was just to help other people. You know, I put other people first. I work real hard right now in my job. I'm on call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I see a lot of kids, and my goal is just to see a smile on their face at the end of the session so that hopefully they've got some glimmer of peace and hope put in their life just by meeting with me.
Yeah. So tell us about your book, Choose to Be Happy, and obviously some of the research that went into that is everything that you've been through. Tell us
right.
More about it.
Well, the book is designed to give people tools to deal with life and deal with problems. And so what I've done is through my master's degree in behavioral science, I was able to work with heroin addicts and get them all employed and really turn their life around. I also did a master's in metaphysical science, and that helped me understand how to motivate people to be happy and motivate people to get power out of just the embrace with other people and being positive. And then the book kind of progressed because I did programs inside hospitals to help people deal with problems. And I have over 100 letters, people telling me I saved their life just by talking to them about ways of being happy and being a positive person as opposed to negative. And that's been real helpful. So that motivated me to say, hey, look, I need to go ahead and move forward on this. So I wrote the book, and there I am. And so that was kind of a big deal.
Well, it is a big deal. What do you hope people take away from reading your book that are listening to this?
Well, one of the things is I want them to be able to be positive, and I want them to be able to see that they can reach any goal they want. That's the beauty of this. If you just do baby steps and just work on being reaching your goals, you're going to be happy. Now, one of the things that helped motivate me too was 2.5 years ago, I stepped on a seashell at Galveston, Texas, and got flesh-eating bacteria.
Oh.
And I was in the hospital, and the doctor told me I was going to die 4 times. He said, Robert, you know, you're not gonna make it, so we need to get things prepared for you dying. Not exactly a thing I really wanted to hear. Mm-hmm. And my response to that was real simple. It says, I don't have time to die. I've got too much to do in life. Because I'm a goal-oriented person. I've accomplished a lot of things in my life. I've got a TV show on ocean conservation. I've got 3 awards for that. I'm a diving instructor, the top-rated I'm a Platinum Pro 5000 diver. I've done a lot of stuff to reach things and I've been around the world. I've helped people, you know, and that's what my goal is every day, is just to reach further goals in what I'm doing. So,
thank goodness you survived that. I mean, wow, what a harrowing experience that was. And you said you kept saying it in your mind. So what's something that people could do right now with the baby steps and the goals? What did you start doing that work?
Well, one of the problems people have with goals is it seems unsurmountable. You can't reach it. And so what I tell them is, okay, I want you to focus on three long-range goals, just three. It might be something like a trip or something that's going to make you feel good, or a monetary goal or something like that. And then you get take care of the medium-range goals, three of those, and then three daily goals. Every day, I do three goals a day. And I can say that I've been doing that for, you know, many years, reaching my three goals. It's simple. You know, normally people say, well, what's your things to do today? Well, I got about 50 things I've got to do, but I only did 40, so I guess I failed. But if you can do three goals a day, which is so simple, then you're going to be happy. You will be successful. You will be in a position where, hey, this works. And then every day of your life, you'll be a successful person, which I think is real important. I had one individual. He was a ninth grader, and he was a straight-A student, brilliant kid, but he was not motivated. He went from straight A's to straight F's. And I saw him as, on an individual basis and got to talking to him, and finally I realized – he said, well, the reason why I'm doing this is because I'm not going to be alive by the end of my freshman year in college. I'm in high school. And I said, wow, why? He goes, because I can't do anything. I'm not happy. I said, have you done everything you want to do in life? He goes, well, I'd like to travel to Europe. I said, okay, what if I could help you go to Europe for 3 months between high school and college? And he goes, well, I'd love that. I said, okay, let's come up with a plan so that you can do something, three things a day to get there, to reach that goal. And so he said, well, okay, what can we do? I said, well, how much does a Starbucks coffee cost? $4, right? I said, okay, what I want you to do is I want you to go to a friend, a relative, somebody you know, and just say, look, I'm working on some life goals and I need help. Can I buy you a dollar McCoffee and let you give me the $3 that will be left over from Starbucks? And, you know, and he said, hey, that's pretty simple. And so, you know, and he did that. And then he was able to raise in 3 years, oh gosh, it was like $6,000 for his trip to go to Europe. Now, the other goals he had were each day he had to get on the internet, find out how much to fly to Europe, cheapest price, and that was like $4.95, not bad. And then he had to find travel, which would be through the Euro the train and everything goes all through Europe. And then he had to find out places to stay, which would be the hostels. And then he had found the places where he could get free food. He did all this stuff, and he realized that he could see that vision coming true. And so every day he worked on that. So whenever he finally went his senior year, he came back, and by then I'd stopped seeing him because he was doing much better. And he ended up going to MIT, by the way.
Wow.
And so what he did was he said, Dr. Knappick, I need to talk to you. I said, sure. I wanted to show you all my pictures. He had like 4,000 pictures of the Parthenon, all of Europe and everything. Wow. And that was just so cool.
Yeah.
And for me, that was my reward.
Yep. And see, there you go. That's the goals. And if you set those goals, wow, what a difference. The book, Choose to Be Happy, Robert Knappick. Thank you so much, doctor. We appreciate your time. And pick up the book, everybody. Thank you.
Yes, please do. Thank you.
Eve marks a fresh start and a new beginning. And with that in mind, Kia Motors America is ringing in the arrival of 2021 with a massive New Year celebration. The party started in early December when the all-new Kia Sorento SUV embarked on a coast-to-coast tour of the U.S. with a mission to deliver the iconic 2021 New Year's Eve numerals to Times Square. National Geographic documented the journey entitled The World's First Storytelling Machine, capturing inspirational stories along the way. And as the official sponsor of the New Year's Eve countdown, Kia will help honor frontline workers in Times Square on New Year's Eve. James Bell, Director, Corporate Communications, Kia Motors America.
To recognize and thank them for their hard work and dedication, Kia will transport frontline workers and their families so they can safely experience the thrill of New Year's Eve in Times Square. The families will be shuttled to and from Times Square in a fleet of Kia Sorento and Telluride SUVs.
For more, visit Kia.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Turn of this hour, just recap some of the big things that are happening. And boy, it doesn't seem like I say that every single day. It is. It's huge. So let me give you the headers, what I call the buzz across the land that you and I are talking about, and then trying to escape from some of the noise, I think. But obviously, the president and the inauguration and what's going to happen as a result of last week's riot on the Capitol. The vice president finally, apparently, met briefly with the president, and Vice President Pence, by the way, said he will not invoke the 25th Amendment to remove Donald Trump. So you had House Democrats that were really pushing on that door, and it will not happen. The House of Representatives is trying to remove the president from office and using impeachment, and there's going to be an impeachment vote, I'm certain, on the House floor that will happen on Wednesday. But as for the questions surrounding Mike Pence is, again, not going to seek the 25th Amendment. A couple of other things in that. He let the House Speaker know this is just what you would do, Nancy Pelosi, in a letter, that he wasn't going to do that. And he wrote specifically, I do not believe that such a course of action is in the best interest of our nation or consistent with the Constitution. He praised Pelosi and others for their leadership in the aftermath of last week's attack, of course, on the Capitol by the mob, calling it a moment that documented to the American people that unity is still possible in Congress when it's needed.
but he did not yield to the pressure to, and he said, he did not yield then to the pressure to exert power beyond my constitutional duty, this was in the letter, to determine the outcome of the election, and I will not yield now to efforts in the House of Representatives to play political games at a time so serious in the life of our nation. So that's it. That's off the table. The House Democrats did release a 76-page report in support of impeachment. Now, this is right before they're going to vote to impeach the president. But, you know, then it would be go to the Senate, et cetera, and we know how that ball bounces. And again, time is very short for that to happen. You have some Republicans who are saying Liz Cheney, Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the number three House Republican, let everybody know she's going to vote to impeach Trump. Think of Liz Cheney and her father and the power he wielded in working for Bush, too. But again, she is on her own right, the number three ranking House Republican. She says she's going to vote to impeach President Donald Trump, which is remarkable. Again, the daughter of a former Republican Vice President, Dick Cheney, saying that the president was solely to blame for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week and the deaths that followed. Quote, there's never been a greater betrayal by a president of the United States of his office and his oath to the Constitution. And she put the statement out, I will vote to impeach the president. So where do you stand now, America, and some of our friends in other places on all of this, remembering that coming up to, of course, is the inauguration, which, by the way, everybody in the Capitol was informed that as part of the money, they can use money to be reimbursed. So if they go out and buy a bulletproof vest, that would count as a reimbursable expense. So can you imagine if you watched an inauguration and you saw people who represented you all in bulletproof vests? Wow, just mind-boggling. But anyway, again, this idea, is it fair or foul to you listening, of is this the course you would take, or would you follow the lane that Mike Pence has said that there's no time for this now, and it's not in the course of looking at the Constitution, that this wasn't as he said in his house, letter to the House, saying it was about, he wasn't going to exert his power beyond any constitutional duty to determine the outcome of the election. So I'm curious, Republicans, Democrats, and people who don't label themselves are, of course, great Americans and are concerned about the country. What do you think, fair or foul? What would you do? Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. By the way, Mike Pence is facing criticism from some Republicans and praise from others. This is how we roll in this country, right? For defying the president. President's demand that he reject the results of the election. He's getting criticized for that, and then he's getting praised for rejecting the whole idea of the 25th Amendment. So we just move forward, and what the inauguration brings and how this scenario all plays out, we'll certainly watch closely, and any inside information that we glean, in other words, from people I know on the Hill, will certainly tell you here. I think there are a lot of opinions, like I just said, where there are Republicans who are like, no way, we got to do this. And then there are others who are sitting back and saying, no way, this can happen on our watch. Can't happen. We move from that to the other thing that we talk about constantly in this country, and for good reasons, because some of you have lost people. Some of you have gotten COVID and survived. Some of you are scared to death for your family. Regardless, in some way, it has affected every single one of us. I was invited to do something for a group of meeting planners, a virtual presentation. It would be similar to a keynote if I were on a stage. And that business has been upended. I've talked about this. In your nooks and crannies, I don't care if you live in a little town, a very rural area, a huge city, people listening to us maybe right now in New Orleans. You know how much you rely on tourism. And, of course, when I'm not, last year when I wasn't, the year before when I wasn't behind the mic on this show, I was taking the show to great places around the country and I was speaking. And so I've seen what it's done to so many people in that business. The economy, the economy, the economy. And getting past the pandemic is so vital for so many industries and so many people. The depression continues to mount. And, of course, you just heard that conversation with our great guest about kids and depression and being on call to be able to answer the bell, to try to save lives, to talk to kids, talk them off the ledge because of what they're seeing and how tough it is for them. So, yes, I believe that we look at these COVID numbers, and it, to me, what's scary is we're at 381,000 deaths. That's out of 22.9 million cases. I mean, are we going to hit that 500,000 mark? Does anyone think that that's frightening? I think it's frightening. I think it's frightening to see refrigerator trucks compounding bodies, trying to figure out ways to where they can stack them, where they can put them, or listening to people in the funeral business talk about how awful it is that they're trying to do the best they can, but they can't accommodate everybody, and they have coffins stacking up. And then other people who feel that they are so lucky because they're being treated somewhere in the gift shop of a hospital because there are no other beds. And this just can't stand. And listen, this virus is the biggest SOB to hit us and smash all of us right between the eyes. And I feel for each and every one of you because I know in some way, even if you're doing okay financially, in some way, this virus has touched you. I have not met anybody. I've not come across anybody who could say, no, you know, there's some people I haven't seen, but we're getting through it. You know, we try to put on the brave face. I don't think so. I think everybody is hit by this. You know, in England, we've talked to a lot of people in our author's corner from the UK, and there's a big deal made about Queen Elizabeth and Prince Philip getting the COVID-19 vaccinations because they wanted to go public because they wanted, as the royals, because there's so much fascination with them, to let the people there know, hey, you know what? It's okay. It's okay to get the vaccine. And to make sure that a lot of people there who are kind of iffy on it don't fall through the cracks. All right, on a lighter note, I got to end on a higher note. I'm a terrible Jeopardy player. I always, like, if I was there, I'd probably buzz in after everybody else. They would take the buzzer out of my hands. But it's so interesting to watch Ken Jennings, who's one of the several of the interim hosts for Jeopardy, because it's so strange not to see, you know, not to see the familiar face, the familiar voice of Jeopardy and Alex Trebek. And what do? You get stars who won, you know, people who won on the show that people identify with. So I'm wondering how this will go on Jeopardy. I tuned in and saw a little bit of Ken Jennings the other day. He looked like he was doing pretty well. But those questions are tough. Tough. You know what? Sometimes the way I roll, I just watch Wheel of Fortune. Just give me some Pat Sajak and Vanna White. On that note, we are out of here. Make it count, everybody. Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.